Yeah, we're just starting practice today. Our Midnight Madness, traditionally we have a fall break amongst our students, and it occurs, around this time every year. So what we'll do, we'll wait a week and come back Wednesday, and this year we're going to do some interaction with the students on campus. And traditionally they have what they call a Wild Out Wednesdays, and it's flooded. It's like Showtime at the Apollo. So if you think you have any talent whatsoever, I dare you to get on that stage, and the truth will come out. So they pull no punches, and they really enthusiastic about how they feel about your performance. So this year we're doing the Wild Out Wednesday. So our basketball team, is going to be a part of the act. So these guys are going to do I think they have the Wiz Khalifa's going on, the Lil Wayne's, and, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be funny to see.
Ah, the Lil Wayne emo look, the little skate rat look, which I've never understood. But
yeah, I told them they can't take their shirt off.
Okay, well, that's otherwise, they might be like the Apollo when they get booed off the stage.
Yeah, so I'd rather for them to get booed off stage than for me to get 1,000 emails saying I got a bunch of out of control Lil Wayne wannabe.
So with Carolina, Duke, NC State, pretty much week in, week out, getting so much attention, you guys do have a pretty decent team in the MEAC. What is the one thing that just fans of basketball need to know heading into the season?
It remains to be seen. On paper, they say we're pretty good. I'm coaching the guys. We're able to spend 2 hours a week with them. But, I'm more so of a realist, and I told the guys, as well as I told everyone else, everyone is talking about Dominique Sutton and Ray Willis, and that's our transfers from Kansas State and our transfer from Oklahoma. And I told them both in front of the team, that's all good, but I don't want you getting caught up in the hype, because the truth of the matter is, if I, collaborate both of your scoring points per game coming from K-State and Oklahoma, neither one of you averaged. Together, I don't get 10 points a game from you guys, so that's just realistic. And I said, Ray, you average 1.7 points on an Elite 8 team that had Blake Griffin on it. Like, you can put anyone in the country on that team with Blake Griffin, and they average 1.7 points a game. That means you get a layup whenever you're getting blown out. So it's realistic. So
that's some tough love right there. Lavelle Moten, NC Central head basketball coach, joining us on the Allen Kelly and Company Train Hotline. Practice officially gets underway today at all across the country in college basketball. All right, we know that Dominique Sutton was tearing up the summer league, and that was played really at your building at Central. But let me ask you a quick question about Landon Clement. Now, here's a guy that broke your record at school, and you gave him the green light. Is he going to have the green light again to just go shatter all the records?
Yeah, he keeps the green light, Adam. any other light for him is, I think the only other light I could give him is a fluorescent one. And pretty much he has the ability to shoot the basketball. And there's a trust there. There's a mutual trust, and it's a relationship, because I've coached that kid since he was 12 years old. And, I've seen what he can do, and pretty much he's the type player you just have to let go. And so I relinquished it. I still have a rope on him, but it's a very loose rope. So definitely that's who he is. That's his MO. And he's a threat every time he touches the basketball. Matter of fact, he's a threat when he touches the floor, because he extends the defense so well, and you just have to respect him. And he makes you go against all your defensive principles as far as helping out and recovering and so on and so forth. So he always has the green light. And that's one thing I see gelling early on. We have a little more talent than we've had in the past, but it's not stepping on your toes. No two players are alike, so everything is pretty much meshing well together thus far.
Before we let you go, and again, appreciate the time. I know everything's busy right now as you guys get cranked up today. What has the MEAC done for NC Central?
It's done several things. First of all, it's stabilized us. It's neutralized us. Prior to being in a conference, I tell people all the time, like, you just have no idea. Like, it was on the road all the time. You were just we felt like NBA players on the road, going through five-game road trips on the West Coast and things of that nature. And then to top it off, the layovers in the airport and your flights getting canceled. And I'm sure you guys have flown to Chicago, and you know how it is getting in and out of Ohio. Like, all of that stuff, you just had a depression about yourself because there was no stability. And then to top it off, you know, the kids didn't have the opportunity to really be in class, you know, on a consistent basis. So what the MEAC has done, and might I add, the scheduling conflicts. So we just had to play anyone that would give us a game because everyone else was in the conference, and they didn't want to play outside of January and February. So, you know, it was just a daunting task. But joining the MEAC, we instantly have 16 games that, whether they like it or not, they have to play us. And we know where we're going to be, so it cuts the budget in half a little bit, and it allows us to stay in class, and it gives us some kind of consistent basis of a schedule. So it's done wonderful things, but, you know, most importantly, it gives us the chance to play for a championship, and that's what we all wanted because in the past we was playing for pride. And pride is all based on the individual, you know. And in March, we was watching our TVs just like everyone else, saying we wish we could have that one shining moment. Well, now we have an opportunity to experience those same things, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Central coach LaVell Moton joining us on the Alan Kelly and Company Train Outline. Big East comes calling. He's saying, yeah. They need teams.
if the Big East come calling, I refer to all those calls to my athletic director. if they're going to pay the coaches $1 million, I'm with it.
All right. Take us with you.
Most definitely. You guys will be – yeah. You can take Chris Hook's place over here at North Carolina Central.
Oh, no. We could never fill those shoes. Coach, thank you very much. Have fun as you get things started, and we will talk to you very soon.
You guys are incredible. I appreciate you having me.